Hello, everyone, and welcome to Let Go and Let God.
Let go and let God. Always let Him lead. Whatever faces us, He is all we need. Let go and let God show us the way road. Unburden our load. Let go and let God.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with Art Soriano. Hello, everyone. I hope you had a really good week, and more importantly, I hope you found time to pray to Jesus. There's nothing more important than prayer, and through prayer, we are able to talk to Jesus anytime we want about anything on our minds. It's through prayer that we build a relationship with the Lord, and the more we pray, the stronger our relationship becomes. In time, through prayer, we learn how to let go and let God, which is when we give all our problems to the Lord and let Him handle them. This lets us live our lives without any worries, fears, or anxiety, and instead lets us live with complete peace and contentment. When I was younger, I didn't understand anything I just told you. I would drift in and out of faith, never making a connection with Jesus because I didn't pray. Luckily, 14 years ago, the Lord intervened, and through a series of events that took place in my life and led me to Jesus. Today, my faith is stronger than ever. So if you're struggling with your faith, have doubts, or lack faith, please keep listening because together we'll get you to a better place. On our last show, we spoke about remembering God during the good times and how so many of us are quick to turn to the Lord when we're facing difficulties in our life, but too often we forget to thank God for when the good things happen. Today we'll speak about something that to me, in many ways, is the foundation of our Christian faith, and that is following the Golden Rule. We should all know the Golden Rule, which simply is, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Just think about that for a moment. If we all treated everyone the way we wanted to be treated, what would the world be like? Would there be any hatred, any prejudice? Would there be any crime, any wars? I think the answer in every case is no. The Golden Rule is such a strong message that every religion, not just Christianity, has some version of do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Those are powerful words that deliver a very strong and meaningful mantra. Yet, as wonderful as the world could be if everyone followed it, we all know that is not the case. But rather than concerning ourselves with changing the world, let's start with something easier, changing ourselves. Truth be known, too often we react towards something or someone before ever thinking about the Golden Rule. And as Christians, that's something we need to pay attention to. You see, following the Golden Rule is an important part of our Christian faith, and it's one of the laws and commands of our God. In the Bible it says, Matthew chapter 7, verse 12, "So whatever you wish that others would do to you, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets." This Bible verse says it slightly differently, but it's quoting the Golden Rule because the meaning of the verse says the same thing. But when we look at ourselves and our daily lives, we can see many times when we are rude, sarcastic, offensive, selfish, stingy, and unkind to others. Why? Because we are so preoccupied with our world, our problems, and our needs, we don't take a moment and think about those around us. Well, unfortunately, that's not being Christian. And when we do not follow the Golden Rule or do unto others as we would have them do unto you, we are not pleasing our God, for we are not following His laws and commands. It's something we really have to think about and try hard to change. Think about how we feel when we encounter someone who is rude, sarcastic, offensive, selfish, stingy, and unkind to us. We don't like it. Learn to think before we react. Think about someone's feelings before we say something offensive, and always put ourselves in the other person's shoes because we must treat them the way we want to be treated. understanding the importance of following the Golden Rule is another part of living life as a Christian. The topic for today's show is following the Golden Rule. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you is a very simple phrase to remember, but unfortunately, it's not one that we retain. We get into arguments. We do things that are very inconsiderate, like not holding the door open for someone. And we forget to say kind words like thank you when someone does something nice for us. The Golden Rule is something all of us as Christians need to be more conscious of and whenever possible put into practice. Remember, this is something the Lord expects of us, so it's something we all need to take seriously. The first song I'm going to play today has a very strong message. One emotion that can be very strong is fear. Fear is something we often face for many different reasons. Yet, when we do fear something or someone, the simple solution is to pray to Jesus and let Him take that fear away and lead us to where we need to be. When I wrote this song, I thought about my own fears and how I used to give in to them before I found Jesus. The song is called No More Fear. In the verses, we hear how wonderful it is when we have Jesus in our hearts because we have no fear. Then in the chorus, the feeling of peace and calm we experience when we do not have fear and we let Jesus take control. The words in the chorus are, "Peace you give me, peace that lets me live free. No more fear, it's cast aside. No more fear, no flaws to hide. You're my salvation, you're the rock of creation. No more fear, I'm not afraid. No more fear, no masquerade. With you, there's no more fear." Please listen now to my song, No More Fear.
I know you have my back. You take away my fear. What can man do to me when you are near? When I'm scared, I know you get me through with your power and might. You always guide me with your righteous hand. For you are with me, and firmly I shall stand. For I'm courageous, you won't
lets me live free. No more fear, it's cast aside.
We'll be right back.
Do you have a debt problem? Well, now you can finally do something about those collection calls. You can only avoid your mail and the phone for so long. That's why you need to call the Debt Solutions Network. We have agents standing by right now to assist you with your debt problems. Credit card debt, collection accounts, medical bills, and repossessions. Call now for relief.
Call 800-511-6322. 800-511-6322. That's 800-511-6322.
Talking more about following the golden rule can let us easily bring to mind how we can be more cognizant of putting it into practice. The answer is one word: prayer. If we truly want to do a better job of following the golden rule because we aspire to be better Christians, then we need to pray to Jesus and ask his help. First, we need to let Jesus know that we are aware of our shortcomings and that we do not treat others often as we would want them to treat us. Seek Jesus' forgiveness for the times when we have been disrespectful to others. Pray to Jesus and ask him to open our eyes and to help us think before we react. It's easy to say the wrong thing or do the wrong thing, but impossible to take the words or the actions back. Pray to Jesus and ask him to help us not let things go that far. Pray to Jesus and tell him how much we love him and how important it is that he is with us in our hearts, guiding us and helping us not be cruel to others. Ask him to help us to always remember to put the needs of others before our own and to treat everyone with respect and kindness and how we would want them to treat us. Make this request part of our daily prayer so we can and will automatically be following the golden rule. Also, pray for others, especially those we see who are unkind and cruel to others. Ask Jesus to intervene and to open their eyes so that they can see the hurt they're causing and how they are not following the golden rule. The more we and those around us learn to follow the golden rule, the better our lives will be and the better our world will be. Through prayer, we can ask the Lord for anything, but when we ask him to help us strengthen ourselves as Christians, he takes a special interest, and soon we will find strengths and abilities we didn't know we had. The golden rule makes sense, and it's one of the laws and commands of our God. So as we go through our week and pray, remember to pray to Jesus and ask him to remind us of when and how to practice the golden rule and watch what happens. Soon, we'll be kinder to others and nicer to others, and we'll feel so much joy because of the gestures we'll receive in return from those we encounter. Understanding the power of prayer is another part of living life as a Christian. As we continue talking about following the golden rule, a good place to start is to think about how and when we can put that practice into place. Think about the people we work with in the office and how we could be nicer to them. Think about our family and how we could treat them better and not take them for granted. And think about all the strangers we encounter every day at the supermarket, the gym, the movie theater, and so on. And examine ourselves to see how we can become aware to make sure we treat them the way we would want them to treat us. We can learn to follow the golden rule if we get into the habit of keeping those words of "do unto others as you would have them do unto you" in our minds and in our hearts. The next song I'm going to play has an important message. As Christians, we know that it's not our place to be critical of others or to judge those we don't understand or agree with. That's not the Christian way. But unfortunately, too often, that's exactly what we do. The song is called "In Jesus' Name." When I wrote this song, I thought of all the times when we're out and about and we see someone who we judge because of how they're dressed or the car they're driving or something else we don't agree with. Yet, as Christians, all we should be concerned about is ourselves. In the verses, we hear the typical reactions we all have when we don't approve of someone. And then in the chorus, how all we need to do is think of Jesus and let him be the one to worry about others. As Christians, we only need to be concerned about our actions and how we live. Please listen now to my song, In Jesus' Name.
Don't roll your eyes, don't criticize, look beyond what you can see. Don't talk about, don't sell them out, accept them for who they choose to be. It's not for you to say how they should live their life. Love each other, stay in faith and see the light. Believe in Him as He believes in you. Worry not what the others do. No jealousy, no hostility.
Be right back.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about Art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, just log on to letgoandletgod.net or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. You can also listen to the podcast version of all the shows wherever you get your podcasts, or log on to letgoandletgod.net.
According to the church calendar, we celebrate the 19th Sunday in Ordinary Time. In the Gospel, we hear more references that Jesus is the bread of life. He ends the Gospel by saying, I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. We are early into Jesus' ministry, and during this time, so many of those he encounters still do not understand that he is the Son of God or the message that he offers about the kingdom of heaven and God his Father. I chose an alternate psalm for today, Psalm 63, My Soul is Thirsting for You. The message in this psalm is not about physical thirst, but something that God has placed in every human being, in essence, a spiritual thirst to bring us closer to the Lord. Please listen to my composition and version of Psalm 63, My Soul is Thirsting for You.
My soul is thirsting for You.
We'll be right back.
Do you have a debt problem? Well, now you can finally do something about those collection calls. You can only avoid your mail and the phone for so long. That's why you need to call the Debt Solutions Network. We have agents standing by right now to assist you with your debt problems. Credit card debt, collection accounts, medical bills, and repossessions. Call now for relief.
Call 800-511-6322. 800-511-6322. That's 800-511-6322.
Each week, we conclude with a special message or story from God's Corner. This is titled, Expect an Answer. As the drought continued for what seemed an eternity, a small community of farmers was in a quandary as what to do. Rain was important to keep their crops healthy and sustain the way of life of the townspeople. As the problem became more acute, a local pastor called a prayer meeting to ask for rain. Many people arrived. The pastor greeted most of them as they filled in. As he walked to the front of the church to officially begin the meeting, he noticed most people were chatting across the aisles and socializing with friends. When he reached the front, his thoughts were on quieting the attendees and starting the meeting. His eyes scanned the crowd as he asked for quiet. He noticed an 11-year-old girl sitting quietly in the front row. Her face was beaming with excitement. Next to her, poised and ready for use, was a bright red umbrella. The little girl's beauty and innocence made the pastor smile as he realized how much faith she possessed. No one else in the congregation had brought an umbrella. All came to pray for rain, but the little girl had come expecting God to answer. Well, that's all the time we have today on Let Go and Let God. If you'd like to learn more about me, email me, or listen to the music you hear on these shows, log on to letgoandletgod.net. We're pleased to have been chosen by FeedSpot.com as one of their top 20 contemporary Christian music podcasts. Please remember to like our podcast, write a review, or share the show with a friend. Have a blessed week, and I look forward to seeing you next time on Let Go and Let God.
Let go and let God.